Developing skills for Invalsi, listening comprehension, task 5. Listen to some information about a famous book. You will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Are you ever curious about people's amazing achievements? Where would you go to find out the age of the world's oldest woman, for instance, or the height of the world's tallest man? While you can often find the answer to queries like this in a couple of clicks online, the Guinness World Records archives are the most trusted and respected source of facts, which range from the most amazing to the entirely bizarre. Such as the record set recently by a famous chocolate company, which used 1,000 kilos of chocolate sweets to make a record-breaking chocolate mosaic, or the record set by a German tour operator for the world's tallest sandcastle, in a city which is around 200 kilometers from the nearest beach. But how did this crazy collection of superlatives come to be? In the winter of 1951, the managing director of the Guinness Brewery, Sir Hugh Beaver, was attending a shooting party near the southern Irish coast when he got into a heated debate with another participant about which bird was the fastest game bird in Europe. To settle their discussion, the pair turned to reference books about birds and discovered that they couldn't find the answer. Sir Hugh imagined that arguments such as this must take place in pubs all over Ireland. So he decided that the solution would be to publish a collection of answers to this and other similar questions. 1,000 copies of the Guinness Book of Records were published in 1954 and given away. The following year, a new edition was printed and released for sale in August and was already top of the bestsellers list by Christmas. The following year, the book sold 70,000 copies in the United States and has since become a household name and one of the most widely recognized brands worldwide. Over 60 years later, a new and updated version of the book is published every year, generally in time for Christmas, but the brand doesn't end there. Record books for more specific categories, such as volumes dedicated to animals and computer games, for example, and collections of world record quiz questions are now being produced. Amazingly too, the book itself is now a world record holder, being the best-selling copyrighted book of all time. One can't help but wonder whether Sir Hugh Beaver ever imagined he would have an entry in his very own Book of Records.